Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba has warned that if Eskom's not dealt with urgently, the economy's in danger of collapsing. Gigaba was speaking at a breakfast prior to next week's World Economic Forum meetings in Davos. His comments came as Business Day reported that Eskom's in secret talks on a golden handshake for Marcello Cocco, who was recently brought back from suspension after he was cleared of illicit conduct due to contracts awarded to his stepdaughter. Well, joining me on the line with more is Eskom spokesperson Kulu Pasiwe. Kulu, thanks very much for speaking to us today. So is Eskom indeed negotiating a golden handshake for Mr. Cocco?
Well, I had a meeting with the chairman office today, and basically the information I have is that currently there are no discussions between Eskom and Mr. Cocco in relation to a golden handshake. So they are disputing the report that has been published today.
Mr. Cocco has returned to his previous position as head of generation, a very important position within Eskom. His previous role, though, was acting CEO. Is this how the status quo is going to continue, that Mr. Cocco will be the head of generation at Eskom?
Yes. I think about 2 weeks ago, there was a statement that was issued by the acting CEO, Mr. Sean Maret, essentially saying that Mr. Cocco will be reinstated to his previous position when he was suspended. Remember, when he was suspended, he was the head of generation. So he's going back to his position of head of generation. And I have to pause here and explain again, Stephen, in relation to the report today in the Business Day, which is mentioning Mr. William Achol. So essentially what is happening at this stage is that Mr. Cocco was reinstated, obviously, within the middle of the month. And then we already had Mr. Majola, who has been acting while Cocco was on suspension. So the agreement between Cocco and Majola and then the acting CEO, Sean Maret, is that Majola will continue until the end of the month, because he had already set in motion a number of initiatives to make sure that generation continues to work without any problems. So he's just going to finish off until the end of the month, and the beginning of the new month, which is February. Then Mr. Cocco will take over.
Is this a tenable situation, though? Is it tenable because we've had some of Eskom staff members writing a letter to the board saying they don't have confidence in Mr. Cocco and they believe that the organization is in danger if he remains in this position. Last year, you had creditors threatening to withdraw lines of credit due to Anoj Singh being on the board still. We have Standard & Poor's today saying that your debt is at very real risk of being defaulted. Is this a tenable situation to have Mr. Cocco in this position?
Well, clearly the market has expressed a lot of sentiments about Mr. Cocco and Eskom in general about how Eskom has been conducting itself over the last, say, 3 years or so. So, and those particular matters have been taken seriously. As a matter of fact, tomorrow, I think around noon, there will be a meeting with the senior managers within Eskom to address the specific letter that has been written by some of these managers in relation to this matter. The board will be there, and the senior executives will be there to address this matter. I'm sure towards the end of the day, we will have a position as to what the feeling generally is, especially from the board and management, and then we'll take it from there. But the reinstatement has been announced. And if there's to be any reversal of the position, then clearly it's something that the board will have to communicate at a later stage. At this stage, the status quo remains that Mr. Cocco is back at his post.
You don't have the confidence of the finance minister. At a briefing this morning, he said that the Eskom is in very big danger of defaulting and also bringing the economy potentially to its knees. He's also hinted at possible changes and a shake-up at Eskom. Do you have any knowledge of this?
Well, no, we don't have any knowledge of the shake-up. If there's going to be any big shake-up, clearly that will be a matter that will be handled by the Department of Public Enterprises as a shareholding ministry. But from our side, we do acknowledge that Eskom is in a very difficult financial position. We are not where we should be as a company, and the issues that have resulted in where we are now are clearly the issues, especially around irregular expenditure and the issues of conflict of interest and the basically people just abusing their position to some extent, allegations that the monies have been misappropriated. Once those issues are dealt with, I'm sure Eskom will be in a better position. And I have to say at this point that last year, I think it was in November, there was a meeting that was held in New York by obviously government officials, and Eskom was there. What was said, among other things, by the investors is they do have the money, they have a good relationship with Eskom for many years. They are saying, once you sort out your issues as corporate governance, we are willing to sit down with you and see how we can help you as we have been over the years. So clearly Eskom has absolutely no choice but to deal with the issues that have been raised by the market so that we can get back to a position of normal.
How quickly can you get your position back to normal, though, because the JSE threatened to suspend the listing of Eskom's bonds on the JSE unless you file your annual financial statements, which are due by the end of this month. Are you going to make that deadline?
Yes, management has made a commitment that the results will be issued before or around the end of the month, but the commitment is there that, yes, we will meet the deadline.
Are they going to show that Eskom is a going financial concern, though, Kulu?
Stephen, at this stage, I'm afraid I'm not in a position to confirm or deny that the issues around Eskom, whether it's a going concern or not. All I know for sure is that Eskom liquidity is not in a good position. So really, our revenues are down and everything related to our finances is down. So once the auditors have gone through the issues that have been bedeviling Eskom, they will be in a position to state whether Eskom is a going concern or not. But I can safely say to you that our finances are actually where they should be.
Kulu, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us this evening. Kulu Pasiwe is spokesperson for Eskom.